This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, a lot of Catholics are singing this song. In just the second day of the conclave, I guess they wanted to get out of there and make a decision quickly, but a lot of people are shocked at the selection of Robert Prevost, an American-born cardinal who's been named the new pope, and he is selecting the name Leo. What kind of surprises me is that he's Leo the 14th. I mean, Leo just doesn't seem much like a biblical name. It doesn't seem like they would have selected Leo, that 14 priests would have selected, 14 cardinals would have selected Leo to be pope over the years. I mean, there's not a Leo in the Bible, is there? I mean, look, I'm not a Bible expert. I've read a lot of the Bible, but I don't claim to be an expert. I've got my favorite parts in the Bible. I like John 7:7. I like Hebrews 11:1. And there are a few others that, you know, I really like that speak to me. And I think they're very cool. It's a very cool book with a lot of really great stuff in it. And it's a lot of good stuff about living life. So, yeah, you can find a lot of good stuff in there. But I'm not an expert. But I never recall running across a Leo. So, I don't know. I'm sure there's a reason. And maybe some of you know the reason. But I'm sure there's a reason why somebody would select Pope Leo. All right, I'm Scoot on the air. It's turned out to be a beautiful Thursday afternoon. Look at this. I mean, we were supposed to get rain today. In fact, remember that flood watch was in effect until 7 o'clock tonight, and cars could be on the median, the neutral grounds around the city until 7 o'clock tonight because of the rain that was expected yesterday, last night, and today. And once again, man, the forecast was wrong. We had that really strong series of strong storms coming through here yesterday morning. But, I mean, the sun was out by yesterday afternoon, so it's just really, really interesting how the forecasting is not as accurate as it has been in the past. Now, you know, we've heard from a former member of the National Weather Service talk about Donald Trump, the president, firing people or cutting back services on forecasting that is causing this to happen. But this happened actually, I think, before the president made some of these changes. So, you know, anyway, we'll have to see if there's any reason behind all of this. But, you know, again, you can forecast all you want, but nature is going to have its own goal, its own motivations, and nature is going to do what it wants to do. All right, so look, this is good news. Gas prices have dropped ahead of summertime. Are they going to stay low? Well, we don't know. But hey, gas prices are down right now. I filled up again the other day, and it was $3.19. And I have a turbo engine in my car, so I use the high grade premium, which is the most expensive one. And $3.19 a gallon, that's really, really good. So I'm happy with that. Here's some good news on this Thursday afternoon. Golfing great Rory McIlroy is talking about his cameo appearance in Adam Sandler's Happy Gilmore 2. So there's going to be a new Happy Gilmore. I loved that movie. I thought it was awesome. I mean, so funny. So many great scenes in that movie. And it's apparently they're going to come back with a sequel, so that's good. So the President of the United States has made a deal with our strongest ally, the UK, when it comes to trade. And if I'm not mistaken, I mean, again, this is breaking while it's on the air, while we're on the air, so I don't have a lot of information on it. But this is a deal that's been made with the UK, and I think there's still a 10% tariff that is placed on this. So there will be people who will be commenting on this, and he's described as a conservative radio star. I've never heard the name. Eric Erickson. Some of you may know who that is if you're in the conservative media bubble. Conservative radio star Eric Erickson has reacted to the president's newly announced trade deal with the UK. First trade deal that we know of, and the administration was desperate to come up with a trade deal after the big bravado of all the, you know, the tariffs and 25%, and, you know, you have to come to us. And I don't know how this worked out, but it did work out. And I would think that this would be good news. The President of the United States is talking about the long history between the United States and the UK, and that this is going to be a good thing. However, this conservative radio host is calling the deal blank. It's the S word. It's the S word, TTY. He's calling it a blank deal with the UK. First, they told us the 10% tariff was just a baseline for negotiations to get to the free trade deals. Now we're being told the 10% tariff is for keeps, and that's just a tax on the American people. So this conservative talk show host, very critical of the president. And, you know, I mean, this is just a reminder that we're seeing more and more conservatives, more and more supporters of the president come forward and disagree with the President of the United States. And this is another example of that. But, you know, again, we're a long way from, you know, figuring out that deal. And it was just announced this afternoon. So, you know, we'll look into that. You know, I can't tell you. I mean, fortunately, I'm in a position to where I don't have to look at the price of everything that I buy at the grocery store. I'm not bragging about that. I'm just being honest with you that I'm in the fortunate position of not having to look at everything that I buy. I'm careful. When I do have choices, I buy the least expensive product, and I do go out of my way to buy the least expensive product. But I haven't noticed a big change in groceries that I've purchased. And I just mentioned that gas is down. And that's good. And I haven't noticed that gas has been astronomical since all of this tariff war started. So I don't know. I mean, some of you may be really struggling to buy things that you need to buy. And I feel badly for you. And I do hope everything works out and you can get what you want to get. But I personally haven't noticed a big shift in what groceries are costing. So I don't know where inflation is right now in terms of groceries. Now, we know that some things have gone up, but is it as devastating as some were expecting? If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Ian is off today, had a business luncheon today with Diane and Dan Barron, our market manager, and Coleman is our studio producer today. We had a call earlier, and I believe his name was Lorenzo, and he was telling me about sex change operations that have been performed on children 12 years old, about that age, 12 years old, in the state of Texas. And, you know, I asked him for details, and he didn't have any details, and I told him that I would look this up, but I really didn't think that had happened. And he said, no, I heard this woman talking about it, and I asked him what was the media outlet where this woman was speaking, and he said, Scoot, I can't remember. So I have done a little research, and just the initial research shows that there, and I told him that this probably didn't happen. Well, there's no indication of sex change operations being performed on 12-year-olds in the state of Texas. And I'm not surprised by that. But this is just a reminder that there are people out there lying to you. And some of these people are popular and they have followings. But they're lying to you because they're trying to get you riled up. They're trying to get you excited. They're trying to get you to follow them. And by pretending to have information that nobody else has, alarming information, they set up this image that you have to go to them to get the information that is true and the information that is important. When in reality, they're lying to you. They're making stuff up. Like the people who made up all the stuff about the litter boxes in classrooms. And that led to a politician in Texas sponsoring a bill that was an anti-furry bill that was going to bring an end to non-human behavior in schools. Well, when the guy was asked to come up with examples of what had happened, he could not come up with one example because it was all based on a lie. And so the bill was thrown out. So what I found was, and first of all, this comes from Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. Ken Paxton is a true right-wing radical living in the conservative media world. And you cannot trust Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton to tell you the truth. He says the doctors violated the Texas law by providing gender transition treatments to 24 minors. Now, he's not saying that they perform sex change operations, but his website does say that these doctors performed sex change procedures, which is very misleading because it's not a sex change. Now, these are things that might be done leading to a sex change, but the sex change operations have not taken place. Now, we can argue whether or not gender transition treatments should be given to minors. I mean, but that's a different topic. Right now, we're just talking about whether or not sex change operations have been performed on 12-year-olds in Texas, and that is not true. And Texas Children's has been the target of false reports, fake news, lies from people who are lying about this. And they are assuring us that no doctors at Texas Children's have performed any inappropriate sexual procedures or any sex change operations. So that's the best I can do on this short notice, since we got the call earlier in the show. But I did want to address that. And I'm not surprised by the results. And I feel badly that so many Americans are so quick to believe lies, that there are so many people who can't distinguish between the truth and a lie, and they want to believe the lie. If given a choice of rejecting the lie or believing the lie, they believe the lie. But just remember that there are people out there who are lying to you, and they're lying to you because they're trying to build this image that only they have the truth, when in reality, they're lying. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. With all these lies that are so believed, I'm concerned.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
About the future. All right. Do you want to comment on Pope Leo XIV, new pope? It's the first American pope ever. What do you think? Do you think this guy is going to be kind of liberal like Pope Francis, or do you think, or do you want him to be conservative and go back to more strict interpretation of Catholic doctrine? If you want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air. It's turned out to be a beautiful Thursday afternoon. May get some rain tomorrow, but it sure is nice right now. We'll be right back on WWL.